Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. We've been doing these on a cycle all year from the sufferwell.org website. Suffer well. Suffer well. There's a tremendous difference between suffering and suffering well. I'm happy to say we made it through the whole devotional series, but it's not over. We start again with one, and you go throughout the whole year. And you can go back either on my website, torahlifeministries.org, and you could watch the videos, or you could listen to the radio program and hear them anytime. You could also go to the YouTube page at Torah Life Ministries and see them. But today we read the whole matter, the whole matter. And just like we started off with, we finish with Fox's Book of Martyrs and suffering well. And that's what it's about, suffering well. So let us read this 365th reading of the Suffer Well devotional series. And we start off with a scripture verse. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear the Almighty and keep His commandments, for this is man's whole duty. For the Mighty One will bring ever work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether it is good or evil. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13 and 14. You were created in the image of Yahweh to keep His commands. Your carnal attempt at free will always end in death of His choice. Just as in the Garden of Eden, your whole duty is to obey Yahweh. A death of self, that should be the only choice, just as offered in the Garden of Gethsemane. This will transform you into His image, into the perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Messiah, Ephesians 4:13. And do not think at pride that you are called to such a lofty place. You are joint hires with Messiah, Romans 8:17. And He thought it perfectly acceptable, and even more, as was commanded, to be like His Father. Don't be fooled, loved one. There will be a death either way. The only question is whether you will bow willingly or be forced. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Messiah Yeshua, who being in the form of the Mighty One, did not consider it robbery to be equal with the Mighty One, but made Himself of no reputation, taking the form of the bondservant and coming in the likeness of man. And being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the stake. Therefore, the Mighty One also has highly exalted Him and given Him the name which is above every name, that at all, every name, Yeshua, every knee should bow to those in heaven and of those on earth and those under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Yeshua is Messiah, is the Master, to the glory and the Almighty of the Father. Philippians 2, verses 5 to 11. With this confession on your lips, let's revisit the first garden and ask ourselves, were they given choices or commands? Yahweh's example in the second garden, as well as these bold words, came to you within the answer. If you love me, keep my commands, John 14, verse 15. You must settle the answer inside of you once for all times. And then you must live by it. Let this mind be in you, which is also in the Messiah Yeshua, the kingdom within, Luke 17, 21. It is the mind of Messiah in you, 1 Corinthians 2, 16. It is the conclusion of the whole matter. If you have eyes to see and ears to hear, read this aloud. I was never intended to think for myself, but rather only to have His mind in me. This will transform every aspect of your life. And make no mistake, life, the entirety of it, the whole duty of it, is lived first in the mind. And if you are willing to surrender your will, it can be lived with his mind, the Messiah in you, the hope of the glory, Colossians 1:27. Your soul, your conscience lives forever. And for those who obey rather than insist they have a choice, forever is pure bliss. The others, those forced to bow, whose conscience is seared, 1 Timothy 4, verse 2, will involuntarily acknowledge Yahweh's glory, but will live forever absent in his presence. Hell indeed. Hell indeed. Solomon, the author of Ecclesiastes, had it all. He had every luxury the world could offer, all the riches of the physical realm. And how did this strong attachments impact this most valuable gift of the Father? It turned his wisdom into vanity, his final reckoning, his repentance, his conclusion of the whole matter. Fear the Almighty and keep his commands. All else is vanity. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity, Ecclesiastes 1 verse 2. The result of choosing to go against what Yahweh commands. Vanity. And so again, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear this aloud, if I give up the idea that I have right to my own thoughts, my obedience will allow me to become all I was intended to be. I will attain the holy mind. This is exactly what his covenant, literally meaning contract with fallen men, guarantees, loved one. When all vanity is washed away, the kingdom of Yahweh will manifest in the holy of holies of your mind. He will have the total dominion over your thoughts. The result, a conscience without sin, Hebrews 9:14. This, loved one, is the conclusion of the whole matter. To all our loved ones, friends who've traveled with us, thank you for taking this devotional journey to the kingdom within. And the authors, Michael and Jeffrey. P.S. It is not finished. Go back to the devotional number one, Merciful One, and travel deeper as we do it all again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we come to a close, I need to talk about this devotional today. We're going to talk about several things. I first want to read to you from Fox's Books of Martyrs, what we first read in the first one. A Protestant gentleman being ordered to lose his head for not renouncing his religion went cheerfully to the place of execution. A furrier came to him and said these words in a low tone of voice: as you have great reluctance publicly to abjure your faith, whisper your confession in my ear, and I will absolve your sins. To this, the gentleman loudly replied, trouble me not, farrier. I have confessed my sins to Yahweh and obtained absolution through the means of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Then turning to the executioner, he said, let me not be pestered with these men, but perform your duty, on which his head was struck off at a single blow. You understand the heart of giving up your life for him. When he says to put him first, everything must go behind. Not just your life, your children, your wife, your friends, everything must come second to Yahweh. Yahweh must be first. Yahweh must be first. Matthew 15:8 says, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Revelations 2:4 says, but I have this against you, that you abandoned the love you had at first. Understand this. Suffering well is not a bad thing. Suffering well is not a hardship. Suffering well, according to scripture, is the greatest joy man can have. This is why you could see men, even today, persecuted around the world and dealing with it and taking it. And I can tell you they are more pleased and have more joy than people I see walking around the streets, just filling the streets with sin and just completely lost. No, with Yahweh, we have everything we need, and we need to put him first. 1 Corinthians says in 10:31, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of Yahweh. Hallelujah. All to his glory. All to his glory. Are you loving Yahweh with all your heart, soul, and mind, and strength? There's no excuses. Now is the time. Mark 12:30 says, love your Elohim with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. Matthew 22:37 says, Yeshua replied, love Yahweh with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. Not half, not sometimes, no, all and all the times. Romans 11:36 says, everything is from him and by him and for him. Glory belongs to him forever. Colossians 1:16 says, for in him all things were created, things on heaven and earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers of rulers of authority. All things have been created through him and for him. Thrones or powers or rulers and everything. And remember, one of the messages we give you here so much in this devotional. John 15:5 says, I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you are nothing and you can do nothing. We are nothing without Yeshua. And he didn't choose us. You did not choose him, but he chose us. And he's given us his guidelines and instructions. Remember, the Apostle Paul was a man that put his life on the line. He put his life on the line and everything on the line. And his highest goal was to go and preach the gospel of Yeshua to the wicked, most wicked person in the world at that time, to the Roman emperor. And we hear Rome, we think it's some beautiful destination to go to. No, that's like me saying my highest desire is to go to the leader of ISIS and preach the gospel. That's where Paul's heart was. That's where our heart has to be. Putting Yahweh first. Not listening to the people around you that are warning you, don't do that, don't go. No. When Yahweh calls you, go. When he's called all of us to go. To go out and proclaim his name. And to let people know that Yeshua died for him. Remember, it is not our responsibility to convince people how to live their lives. But it's our responsibility to tell them what the Bible says. And then we leave the rest up to Yahweh. Ephesians 4:22 to 24 says, you were taught with reverence to your former way of life to lay aside the old man who is being corrupted in accordance to deceitful desires, to be renewed by the spirit of your mind and put a new man on who has been created in Yahweh's image in righteousness and holiness that comes from truth. 1 Corinthians 11:1 says, follow my example as I follow the example of Yeshua. And in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Yeshua. It is I no longer I that live, but Yeshua who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of Elohim, who loved me and gave himself to me. 1 John 1:7 says, walk in the light as he walked in the light, as he is the light. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Yeshua, his son, purifies us from sin. Remember what Yeshua said, to love mercy, to love one another. We must understand these things. But of all things, Matthew 6:33 says, but first seek the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. Be still and know that I am Yahweh. Be still and know that I am Yahweh. You should have no other gods except me. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone that loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it. And whoever is willing to lose their life for me will find it. Matthew 10:37-39. Luke 14:33 says in the same way, those of you who do not give up everything, you cannot be my disciples. We must put him first and be willing to give up everything. It says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. That's what we want. That's what we want. Remember, Proverbs is another word for wisdom. And it says in Proverbs 3, verse 6, in everything you do, put Yahweh first, and he will direct your crown and crown your efforts with success. In everything you do, put him first. Setting your minds on the things above, not on earthly things, Colossians 3, 2. And Hebrews 12, 2 says, fixing our eyes on Yeshua, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, for the joy set before him to endure the cross, scorning the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of Yahweh. We need to be willing to die ourselves, literally give up our lives for him. Remember, he must become greater and we must become less, John 3:30. We need to understand this. I have been crucified with Yeshua, and I no longer live, but Yeshua now lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live in faith of the Son of Yahweh, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of Yahweh for the righteous. It could be gained through the law. Yeshua died for nothing if that was the case. No, Yeshua died for me, Galatians 2:20-21. And we must die daily, 1 Corinthians 15:31. I must die daily, less of me and more of him, to be a new creature, to be a different thinking, a different person, to put on a new man, renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Therefore, if anyone in Yeshua, a new creation has come, and the old has gone and the new is here. We are no longer slaves to sin. No longer. It says in 1 Peter 2:24, he himself bore sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live righteously. Our attitude changing. Sin is transgression of the Torah, transgression of the law. It's not just for Jewish people or a Jewish word. No, Torah is a biblical word and a biblical concept. It's following the patterns and the guidelines that our Creator has given us. If we believe we died with Yeshua, then we must believe that we will also live with him, Romans 6, verse 8. It says in Romans 13, 14, clothe yourself with Yahweh and his son Yeshua, and do not think about the things and how to gratify the desires of the flesh. Remember, we must get all vanity out of our life and daily follow him. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross daily and follow me. It's a daily thing, every single morning being renewed, Luke 9:23. If you're willing to save your life, you must be willing to lose your life. You must be willing to every day live set apart from this world and these worldly ways and never be ashamed to let people know that you believe in Yeshua and trusting him with all your heart that he'll take care of everything. For it is Yahweh who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure, Philippians 2:19. Hallelujah. All to the glory of Yahweh. Do it all to him, everything you do. Do it all to the glory of Yahweh. Now, there are people that have died throughout history, knowing they were going to die, but doing a martyr's death, just knowing this. 1 Peter 4:14 to 16 says, when people insult you because you follow Yeshua, you are blessed because the glorious spirit, the spirit of Yeshua, is with you. Do not suffer for murder, theft, or any other crime, nor because you trouble other people. But if you suffer because you are a Christian, do not be ashamed. Praise Yahweh because you wear that name. Remember that, those of you that believe and have faith. It says in Matthew 5:11-12, blessed are you when men shall revile at you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil things against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is the reward in heaven. So persecuted they are, the prophets were before you. That's going to come. Remember, suffer well. Suffer well. 2 Timothy 3:12 says, yes, all who want to live like Yahweh, like life who belong to Yeshua, will suffer from others. But remember what he told us. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also, John 15:20. If the world hate you, know that it hated me before it hated you, John 15:18. But as this devotional says over and over and over again, it's all about our mindset. To detach our mind from our body and make that decision, stick to it. In Matthew 26:35, Peter said, "Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you." And all the disciples said the same. The warning. Matthew 24:9 says, "They will deliver you up to your tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake." John 16:1-3 says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. Nations put you out of their synagogues. Yes, the time has come forth when whoever kills you will think that he's done a Yahweh service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me." We know that we are from Yahweh, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. 1 John 5:19. "Don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear only Yahweh, who can destroy both the soul and the body in hell." Matthew 10:28. And Proverbs 29:27 says, "An unjust man is an abomination to the just. And he that is upright is an abomination to the wicked." We must remember to deny ourselves, as it says, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever will be willing to save his life will lose it, but whoever will lose his life for my sake will find it." We must remember the people that went before us and died for us over and over again. We have a whole book of Fox's Books of Martyrs, but we even have the scriptures itself that talks about the disciples, the ones that walk with Yeshua, and how they were persecuted. I'm telling you this, everybody. Never, ever let an opportunity, whether it's on the internet, whether it's in person, whether it's a stranger or somebody you know, never let an opportunity pass that Yahweh has opened up a door for you to share the gospel. Whether it's your testimonial, or whether it's the situation is calling for a miracle, or whatever it is. Whether it is you just praying with somebody, whether it is that you telling them to the extent of your testimonial, never pass up that opportunity to say to somebody, "Can I pray for you? Can I help you?" I remember at one of the most hardest times of my life, I wasn't a believer, and somebody came up to me and said, "I don't know you. I don't know who you are, but I know you need this," and handed me a Bible. I remember another guy in the subway in New York City going all over the subway proclaiming Yeshua all day long as I'm going to work in New York City on Wall Street every morning. And seeing him at nighttime on the subway, proclaiming Yeshua. He must have been there all day, every day. And then one day I was at the bank, and he was in front of me online. And he went to the teller and did what he had to do, and he left. And then I was next in line, and I went to the teller. And I said, "I see that guy all the time on a train preaching about the Bible." And she says, "Do you know that man is rich? Like filthy rich, physically rich in money and everything else." And he used it so wisely. He spent his time sharing the gospel the only way he knew how. And this was before the internet became a popular thing. He physically was on the train day and night telling people about Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. Hallelujah. It says in Mark 16:15-16, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." Philemon 1:6 says, "And I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for our sake of Yeshua." 1 Peter 3:15-16 says, "But in your hearts revere Yeshua as Yahweh. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak miraculously against you, your 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 maliciously against your good behavior in Yeshua may be ashamed of their slander. I let everyone know I had a near-death experience. And everyone wants to hear about these stories on TV. What did you see and what did you hear? And I just point to one, Yeshua, who says in Matthew 4, 19 to 20, come follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people. Mark 13, 10 says the gospel first must be preached to all the nations. Sing to Yahweh and praise his name each day. Proclaim the good news that he saved. Publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. Great is Yahweh. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. Psalms 96, verses 2 to 4. And 1 Corinthians 9, 16. For when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast since I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. We must get this word out and not be ashamed. Not be ashamed. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. We must. It says, peace be with you as the Father has sent me. I'm sending you. We ready to go and answer the call. Yeshua is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. And it says in Matthew 5, 11, and 12, blessed are you people. When people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me, rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Hallelujah. Doing this devotional series has opened up my eyes tremendously this past year. It's been a blessing to be sharing these devotionals and reading these devotionals. From the first day that one was sent to me and I read it, I knew that it was a special thing. And may you all be inspired to share your faith and to share your story and to be less and to have less so Yeshua could be more in your life and you'd be a living example of him in your life. And please, 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 please don't let this be your last devotional. Every year, go back to the cycle, to the first one, and read it over and over and over again. And if you're hearing this on the radio, I will be flipping them over and over and over again so we could study them and listen to them and read them and understand what it means to suffer well, to suffer well. This isn't an end. It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. And they're all there on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. We got them all. We got them all on a YouTube page to spread them out to everyone and share them with as many people as possible. So when you share them, that is sharing the gospel and sharing the word. You don't have to be in a street corner screaming. You could be sharing these with others and get the word out there. So I say, suffer well and suffer well. And we'll be back tomorrow with the first one. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
This is Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. If it seems like life's getting more and more complex and you don't know where to find the answers, join us each weekend to discover what God says about how to really live. We meet for worship on Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 9 and 11 a.m. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
Beautiful name, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
sing it to him. Call on that name.
Jesus.